Exclusive: Tom Cotton launches Minnesota ad connecting Joe Biden to leftist mobs. By Matthew Boyle on June 23, 2020. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, is out with a new ad on Tuesday that will run digitally in Minnesota, connecting former Vice President Joe Biden to leftist mobs across the country. The liberal mob is out of control and Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing nothing to stop them, a narrator says as the ad, provided to Breitbart News exclusively ahead of its public release, opens with footage of fires, looting, and property damage from the recent riots in cities across the country. In Minneapolis, liberals let a police precinct burn to the ground, the narrator continues. In Seattle, liberal Democrats allowed Chess anarchists to set up their autonomous zone. Now, the radical left is demanding that we defund the police. Watch Senator Cotton's new ad ripping Joe Biden. Then the ad plays video of Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, discussing ripping apart the Minneapolis Police Department. "We need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department," Omar says in the clip, adding, "The Minneapolis Police Department is rotten to the root. So when we dismantle it, we get rid of that cancer." The narrator concludes the ad, while footage of cars being toppled, riot crowds conducting crimes, and more leftist mobs play in the background, by noting that Biden, the presumptive 2020 Democrat nominee, has staff on his payroll who paid into the Minnesota Freedom Fund that is paying to bail out violent rioters from jail. So extreme, the liberal mob has forced the cancellation of live PD, and cops, and where's Joe Biden? Biden's liberal staffers are bailing rioters out of jail. "Joe Biden won't stand up for law and order," the narrator says. "He's too liberal and too confused to lead. Elect Joe Biden, and the anarchy will be coming to a town near you." In a statement accompanying the ad, also provided to Breitbart News ahead of its public release, Cotton said the violence and anarchy will spread everywhere nationwide if people vote Biden into the White House. "The woke liberal mob is tearing down statues and causing chaos. If Joe Biden is elected, we'll have this anarchy in every city. Joe Biden is too weak to stand up to the mob and he can't be trusted to lead," Cotton said. Cotton's ad is running digitally in Minnesota starting this week. It is noteworthy that he picked Minnesota to launch the missive at Biden because Minneapolis is where George Floyd died after now former police officer Derek Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Minnesota is also a state Republicans believe they can flip from Democrat to Republican at the top of the ticket for the first time since 1972. President Donald Trump got close to flipping Minnesota in 2016, losing to Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton by less than 45,000 votes. The margin of difference between Trump and Clinton there was actually less than the vote total of the fourth-place finisher, never-Trump candidate Evan McMullen. McMullen, who finished behind Clinton, Trump, and Libertarian Gary Johnson, actually received around 50,000 votes in Minnesota in 2016. Republicans have not won Minnesota, which awards the victor in a presidential election 10 electoral votes, since 1972 when Richard Nixon was running for re-election. Nixon would the next year fall and resign over the Watergate scandal. In 1984, when running for re-election, GOP President Ronald Reagan won 49 states nationwide against Democrat Walter Mondale, whose home state, Minnesota, was the only U.S. state he won that year. Reagan had, as a courtesy a couple months from Election Day, withdrawn his campaign from Minnesota. Otherwise, he potentially would have won all 50 states. In addition to the top of the ticket, there is a U.S. Senate race in Minnesota this year where Republicans think that former U.S. Representative Jason Lewis, RMN, could upset incumbent Senator Tina Smith, DMN, who was appointed into the seat after the resignation of now former Senator Al Franken, DMN. Several battleground U.S. House races also take place down ticket in Minnesota, and could determine the fate of the majority of the U.S. House.